Is there anything more that you want to add about fracking while we're having this conversation?
Yes, it's been in the paper the past few days that landowners in Durham County and the Chapel Hill City Council was approached to lease 51 acres of town-owned parkland, which abuts Meadowmont, by a company. And just wanted to let folks know that it is not recommended that anybody in North Carolina sign a lease right now. This should be a wake-up call to people. The fracking is going to touch a lot of backyards, and they don't care where they are, apparently. So you should not sign a lease because there are no protections for landowners in place. You are really throwing caution to the winds if you do so. We also got news this morning that folks in Chatham County have been being approached, and we already know that there are leases signed in Lee County. So it's kind of predatory.
Another thing is that you must have your bank's permission if you have a mortgage. If there's fracking under your property or nearby, you will not get another mortgage on your house. It'll be also very difficult for you to get homeowner's insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So these are things that we've heard the credit union say and other banks that they, especially in areas that are getting multiple frack sites, there's multiple chemical storage, there are multiple hazards, there's multiple pipelines, there's things that can explode, there are more accidents and spills. They don't want to insure your property. They don't want your property.
If there's someone out there right now who'd like to find out more about the fracking process in general, what do you consider to be the best source of information if someone would like to go online and do a little research on this?
I like several sites, but one is frackfreenc.org.
There are a plethora of sites, and you could go to Blue Ridge Environmental Defense League's website, too, which is bredl.org, B-R-E-D-L.org. We work, are part of the Frack Free NC Alliance, and all the organizations in the state that are working on this are listed at the Frack Free NC Alliance website, too.
I like this Earthworks.
Earthworks is good, too.
Earthworks, it has a fracking, hydraulic fracturing 101. It's mm-hmm. excellent. Really talks about the environmental impacts and tells you very in detail what fracking is like.
That's earthworks.org.
Okay. Yeah.
The Mining and Energy Commission is having public hearings.
Mm-hmm.
And these are three times where the public can speak out and be heard. Go to frackfreenc.org to get those times. But I'll tell you real quickly, Wednesday, August 20th in Raleigh, Friday, August 22nd in Dennis Wicker Civic Center in Sanford, and Monday, August 25th, Rockingham County High School. First one's in the day, the others are in the evening. There's also beginning July 15th through September 15th, you can go to the Diener website and you can leave written comments. Those hearings are coming up, and it's so important for the public to come out and tell them their concerns. Even if they don't know the rules well, look at frackfreenc.org. I believe there'll be some talking points and some summaries of some of the rules, but also link to the rules if they have the stamina to look through them.